Happy Wednesday and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today's July 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Steven Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about Xbox's updated sales figures for their new consoles, Oculus Quest 2 getting a brand new model, and Netflix potentially developing a Dragon Age series. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that Microsoft has confirmed that the Xbox Series X and S are the fastest selling Xbox consoles of all time. This comes from Rebecca Valentine at IGN. The Xbox Series X and Series S are officially the fastest-selling Xbox consoles ever, according to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. This news comes as part of the company's earnings call today, during which Microsoft announced that it had now sold more X and S consoles life-to-date than any other previous Xbox console generation, with demand for the consoles continuing to exceed available supply. Supply limitations on Xbox and other gaming hardware are expected to continue for some time due to an ongoing chip shortage, with Intel's CEO saying the shortage could drag on even into 2023. Alongside this news, Nadella reiterated the company's recent commitment to being all-in on gaming, something he said in June alongside the announcement that the company would work with global TV manufacturers to embed Xbox gaming directly into internet-connected TVs. Microsoft's earnings today included a smattering of other Xbox tidbits. The company's gaming revenue in its most recent financial quarter was up $357 million US dollars, or 11% year over year, driven largely by sales of Xbox consoles. Specifically, hardware sales were up 172% year over year, which makes sense given that Microsoft wasn't selling a new console this year, and now they are. This lift was offset somewhat by Xbox content and services revenue, being down $128 million or 4% thanks to fewer third-party games coming out in the most recent quarter, whereas game revenues were strong by comparison to last year due to stay-at-home mandates. Unfortunately, Microsoft did not provide an update on Game Pass subscriber numbers during the call. It does project low double-digit growth for Xbox gaming revenue in the coming quarter, and that Xbox consoles will continue to experience supply constraints. This is certainly great news for Xbox as a brand. They aren't going anywhere. They're doing a fantastic job so far this generation. They seem to just keep getting win after win, and I'm excited to see that snowball, hopefully, as we get into the generation. Our second news story today is that there's a new model of the Oculus Quest 2 coming. This comes from Addy Robertson at The Verge. Facebook is pausing worldwide sales of the Oculus Quest 2 while it upgrades the headset's storage and supplements its foam facial covers with a new silicon design. Starting August 24th, all Quest 2 virtual reality headsets will come with a minimum of 128 gigabytes of storage instead of 64. They'll ship with a silicon interface between your face and the headset on top of the old foam design, and all current Quest 2 owners can request a free silicon mask online to cover their foam one, thanks to a recall after some users reported skin irritation. Facebook Reality Labs head Andrew Bosworth announced the news in a blog post today. Quote, "As more people get into VR with Quest 2, we started receiving reports that a very small percentage of Quest 2 customers experienced some skin irritation after using the removable foam facial interface that comes with the Quest 2 and is also sold separately, including as part of the Fit Pack," Bosworth writes. "While the rate of reports is small and the majority of reported cases are minor, we're committed to ensuring our products are safe and comfortable for everyone who uses them." Oculus says the new silicon mask fits over the foam interface and future headsets will include both options. And skipping ahead a bit, the article does go through the details of the recall and how you can get one of those free masks if you need it. The Quest 2 storage expansion, meanwhile, was rumored last week following a leaked retailer product description. It won't change the $299 base price of that headset, and Oculus will still offer a 256GB model for $399 when the upgrade launches in August. Although after the upgrade, the difference between the two will be less stark. I hadn't seen any issues with these foam masks online, but again, they said it was a very small percentage of users. They just wanted to make sure that it wasn't an issue anymore. And they're doubling the base storage of the headset, which is a fantastic upgrade, and it didn't change the price. So good on them. I think that there's a lot of people that are really interested in the Quest 2, and this just makes it a more attractive product. And our third and final news story of the day is that a Dragon Age TV show is reportedly in development at Netflix. This comes from Addy Ankers at IGN. A Dragon Age TV series is reportedly in active development at Netflix. According to a report from Giant Freakin' Robot, the sprawling epic fantasy universe of BioWare's Dragon Age game franchise is the latest title that has been selected for a series adaptation over at Netflix. The streaming giant is said to be actively working on the Dragon Age series, even though it hasn't been officially announced by Netflix or BioWare yet. Word of the series has allegedly come from a trusted and proven source. However, very little is known about the adaptation at this point, particularly in regards to whether the show would take an animated approach, much like Castlevania, or whether it would be a live-action affair, similar to The Witcher, though the report seems to indicate that it could be the latter. So Netflix is diving even further into video games. Not only are they going to have actual games on their service, but they've had several quite successful adaptations of video games, whether it's The Witcher, Castlevania, or several others. Now we're going to be getting a Pokemon series, a Dragon Age series reportedly. They are really just going all in and trying to capture that market, and so far they've been doing a good job. There's very few times that you get a good video game adaptation in movies or TV, and Netflix has been one of the few production companies that's been doing a good job with it. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of July 28th, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at @GlitchPoint or me personally at @NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a Glitch Point podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe and hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.